Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. There are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is no doubt the essence and soul of our lives, the coolness and comfort of our eyes, the one in whom our hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies, whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, and who is the owner and distributor of paradise. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salah upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we are truly blessed in this amazing month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. The Taraweeh prayer is really something special. Indeed, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, performed the Taraweeh prayer himself and liked it very much. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers salah in Ramadan, due to faith and for earning reward, his next and previous sins, the minor ones, will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Whoever it is who stands in this month in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal with the intention of acting upon this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will no doubt gain great reward. Some people ask, did Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam offer this salah with jama'at? And the answer is no, because the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam didn't want this to become farz upon his ummah, but rather wanted its status to remain as a sunnah. But it was the time and the reign of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he saw at night in Ramadan al-Mubarak, people offering salah in the masjid individually in different parts. Some of them were offering alone, others were offering with an imam. And upon observing this situation, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I consider it more appropriate for all to gather behind one imam. And therefore he appointed Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a beautiful reciter of the Quran, as their imam. Then the following night, he radiallahu ta'ala saw the people offering Taraweeh together in jama'at, and he became pleased at this and commented that what a great and good innovation this was. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, did you realize how intensely Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved us and cared about us? That he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not offer the Taraweeh salah consistently just because of the fear that it might become farz upon his ummah. This was how much love and affection the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had for us. And yet, if our condition is such that we can't adopt this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to please the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then what sort of ummati are we? Our lip service to say that we are the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam fails the true test if we at the time of Taraweeh are sat in the comfort of our homes. This narration of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu may cause some to think Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam didn't do this, and therefore it is an innovation in religion. But let me tell you that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam could have launched the Taraweeh Jamaat himself, but he did not do so. And he gave his ummah the opportunity to introduce this good and useful innovation. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, by introducing this, was not acting against the principles of Islam. In fact, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had already permitted his ummah in his worldly life to introduce such new useful innovations which were clearly in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the one enforcing a good innovation in Islam will get its reward as well as the reward of those acting upon it after him without any reduction in their reward. And the one who is enforcing an evil innovation in Islam will have its sin as well as the sin of those acting upon it after him without any reduction in their sins. This beautiful hadith mubarakah from Sahih Muslim Sharif tells us that there are good innovations in religion and there are bad innovations in religion. The good innovations are those which are in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Things like the one that Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala introduced, the beautiful Taraweeh prayer. And we see that may Allah Azza wa Jal raise his ranks even more. He is asleep in his blessed grave next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what a beautiful resting place it is. And Allah Azza wa Jal raise his ranks even more, because today the masajid are bustling with those who listen to the glorious Quran in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And in this amazing month, this recitation of the Quran in Taraweeh brings so much pleasure and joy to everybody. And it brings so much excitement and so much noor and ronak to the masajid that it's amazing. Let me share with you a few other beautiful innovations in Islam. Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu obviously declared the Taraweeh Jamaat a good innovation, and it was followed by the beautiful companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the past, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mahdi Channel, the masajid did not have the mihrab, the arch at the front. This was introduced in the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who first got an arch constructed in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. This again was something new, but it was in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, and therefore it was a good innovation. Likewise, the masajid of the early times did not have domes and did not have minarets. Indeed, the beautiful Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif did not have domes and minarets in the original time. Things like Iman-e-Mufassal, Iman-e-Mujmal, these were innovations, but beautiful innovations for the Ummah. The six kalmas weren't in this form, they were brought together and given their names and their tartib. Indeed, the Holy Quran wasn't in 30 parts. It wasn't marked with all the punctuation and the dividing sections and the rukus, etc. And it wasn't printed in this way. The books of Hadith, the authenticity of narrations and all this did not happen in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they were all beautiful innovations to help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The realms of fiqh and the beautiful teachings and the great knowledge of usul fiqh and ilmul kalam and all these were devised by the scholars of deen for the betterment of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like paying zakat and sadaqah fitr in coins and pounds and in new currency and in notes came about afterwards. The Hajj pilgrimage was never performed on planes and cars. People journeyed on foot or camels, but this new innovation was there to ease the worries and the troubles of travel. And then the four orders of Sharia and the four orders of Tariqah didn't exist at the time of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hanafi school of thought, the Shafi'i, the Maliki, the Hanbali schools of thought, or the silsila of Tariqah, the Qadriya, the Naqshbandiya, the Sarwardi, the Chishti, these did not exist. But they all came together and were brought out by those
brilliant scholars for the betterment of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we think that, well, every innovation is wrong, the true thing is that that is just a misleading statement. Without innovations, we could not survive. We need to develop as things go by, and the innovations which are in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which lead to the betterment of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are no doubt allowed. And in this way, we learn that and recognize that there are good and bad innovations. And in the present era, there are many, many good innovations that people have brought, which help increase our good deeds. And there are any bad innovations. And whoever invents a good one will gain the reward from that. Whoever sets up a bad one, people follow it, he will get the sins, not only of doing that, but the sins of the other people as well, in accordance with the Hadith of Mubarakah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this Holy Quran and its recitation in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is truly a great pleasure. And then we work to try and finish the Holy Quran on the 27th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And what an amazing night that is. And when the Imam finishes the Quran and you've been there for the 27 nights of Ramadan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they read the last surahs of the Quran, the euphoria and the excitement and the passion and the enthusiasm is amazing. The atmosphere in the masjid is electric. It's just unbelievable. Words cannot describe it. And then as soon as the Imam completes and says salam, and then the masjid, you can hear the announcements and you can hear the naras and you can hear the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you can hear and you can feel the excitement and the happiness that people have at the completion of the Quran. And you also see those blessed souls who are crying in the love of the Quran because they have now completed this Quran and they enjoyed it so much that its ending brings sadness to their hearts and tears to their eyes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Although the night of the 27th and the ending of the Quran has its own euphoria and has its own blessings and its own treasures, at the same time, those who truly treasure these moments are thinking that Ramadan al-Mubarak is close to an end, and their eyes are filling up with tears and their hearts are filling up with remorse that we haven't done anything and we've missed opportunities. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, recitation of the Holy Quran in this beautiful month of Ramadan was a great blessing. But let's not forget that in the excitement and in the pleasure of Ramadan and the Holy Quran, we don't do it correctly. Sometimes what happens is in some masajid where the Imam Sahib recites slowly, people often make complaints. How unfortunate are those people who are complaining about the Imam reading too slow and they prefer the Imam who reads so fast. The Huffaz who read so fast that you can't understand what they're saying. In fact, the scholars of deen have written that it is actually haram to recite the Quran at such a pace where you can't tell what's being said. And today we have imams and Huffaz who do this and then are proud of it. And we have masjids and masjid committees who are happy that we finish in 50 minutes. Whereas the other masajid who recite slowly take an extra 5 or 10. One has to recite the Quran with true and proper pronunciation. Mispronouncing Quranic letters is haram, irrespective of whether it is in Tarawih Salah or outside Tarawih Salah. If a Hafiz misses even a single letter of the Quran, the sunnah of completing the Quran remains unfulfilled. Therefore, we shouldn't feel the pressure of people to try and read fast. We should read with care, attention, and we should read slowly to make sure that we please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We have gone through great difficulties to stand in Tarawih prayer. We have gone through great difficulties to listen to the recitation of the Quran. But where the Huffaz and those who are leading the Salah do not care for the mud and the lean and do not pronounce them properly and are not careful on the maddat and the ghunna and the izhar and the ikfa and the rules of tajweed, and that the letter is pronounced from its correct makharij, the true place of origin of that letter, then your Taraweeh Salah will not gain the status that it should. The author of Bahri Shariat, Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Alama Maulana, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, one should recite the Quran slowly in Farz Salah and at a medium pace in Taraweeh Salah. Fast recitation in Nafl of the night is permissible. However, the words should be clearly understood, i.e. the maddat should be pronounced with their, at least the minimum degree of length set by the Qurra. Otherwise, it is haram, because we have been commanded to recite the Qur'an with tartil. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the fourth verse of Surah Muzammil, and recite the Qur'an slowly and thoughtfully. Elaborating on tartil, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman states, recite the Qur'an so slowly that the listener can count even the number of verses and words. And further, in Farsala, recite the Quran in such a way that each and every letter can be separately understood. As for Taraweeh, it is allowed to read at a medium pace, but one should not recite so quickly that nobody can understand. Today, we look for the masajid where the Taraweeh finishes 10 minutes before everybody else. But you are stood there. You've gone from home, you've done wuzu, you've prayed Isha, you've stood there for 50 minutes. And if you've stood behind an imam and you can't understand what he's saying because he's going at such a pace, then what he is doing, if he's mispronouncing the words of the Quran, is haram. And you are stood behind him. How can you expect to gain the blessings of this amazing gift of Ramadan, the Taraweeh Salah? Whereas if you went to the masjid where the Huffaz took their time, the only difference it makes is about 5 to 10 minutes. Those 5 to 10 minutes extra, but you could walk away knowing that you've listened to the glorious Quran in all its beauty, slowly and beautifully, and that you've gained the blessings of the great Holy Quran in the amazing month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, let's try and convince our masajid to encourage the imams and get the huffaz who read slowly and beautifully so that we can gain the pleasure of the Quran. This Quran was so amazing that hundreds of thousands of people reverted to Islam just by listening to the glorious recitation of the Quran. This amazing Quran is such that the hearts crumble when they listen to it. This amazing Quran is such that people's lives change at just listening to the recitation. Tears start to flow down their eyes. Their hearts melt. The stone, the black marks on the heart which have been put there with sin after sin disappear because the Quran purifies them. But when the Quran is read properly, it is a shifa and it is a mercy and it is a blessing and it is a cure for the mu'min. But when it is misused and mispronounced, then you miss out on all the great bounties and benefits of Taraweeh. Let's make sure that we are behind an imam who recites beautifully so that even when we finish our Taraweeh Salah and we go home and we go to bed, those beautiful words of the Quran are still playing in our minds. And all we can hear is that recitation because it was so beautiful and so mesmerizing and so amazing. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, these are the Huffaz who are special, because they are reading for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to find the right huffaz so that we can gain this pleasure from Taraweeh. Another important point here is this: wages for the huffaz. What the scholars say is this in brief, is that they cannot receive money directly for the recitation of the Quran. This is haram. But what Imam al-Sunnat Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says is that the way to deal with this is for the masajid and the committees to allocate a time and pay the huffaz for this time and say that within this time you are bound to the masjid and we can give you whatever duties we want. And within those 2 or 3 hours that are allocated, they pay them for the 3 hours, and within that they ask them to recite the Quran. And this is the way that Ala Hazrat has dealt with this and given us Sharia guidance on how to do this properly. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, now at the end, we're going to present to you two beautiful gifts. We recite the dua, the tasbih taravi, Subhana zil mulki wal malakut. That this is truly a great, great dua. But we recite it every year, but do we know what its translation is? Let me share with you the beautiful translation. Learn it. Keep it with you. When you recite the tasbih in between the four rakats, try and remember the translation. The translation is this. Glory be to the owner of the kingdom of the earth and the heavens. Glory be to he who commands respect and honor and magnificence and awe and power and greatness and omnipotence. Glory be to the sovereign, the ever-living, who does not sleep nor die. He is the most praised, the most holy, the Lord, and the Lord of all the angels, and Jibreel Ameen. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of hell. O Protector, O Protector, O Protector. Subhanallah, what a beautiful tasbih and what a beautiful dua. So the next time you, in between the four rakats, when you recite that, try and learn the translation and try and imagine that you are praising Allah Azza wa Jalla in this beautiful way so that you gain the spirituality of this dua. And lastly, we turn to a beautiful gift. As I mentioned, that the Gumbad Sharifs were something which was a beautiful innovation. And let me talk about one beautiful Gumbad Sharif and its history. Subhanallah. We're going to talk about the beautiful Gumbad Khazra Sharif because it has a very beautiful history. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, it is written in the books of history that this green dome, which every devotee desires to behold in his dream, awaking, and when he presents himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and every time this beautiful Gumbad Sharif comes into mind, tears come to our eyes, and our love for Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa sallam increases. Indeed, many scholars have written that they gained great status just by staring at the beautiful Gumbad Khazra Sharif. Subhanallah. This is actually an innovation, and a beautiful innovation, made hundreds of years after Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a veil between themselves and this world. A brief history of the dome was that the first dome on the blessed Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was constructed in 1269 AD, which is 678 after Hijri. It was yellow in colour, and it used to be referred to as the Yellow Dome. Then different changes took place in different eras, and in 1483 AD, which was 888 after Hijri, a new dome was made from black stone and it was painted white. The devotees used to refer to it as the White Dome. And then an extremely beautiful dome was made in 1572, 980 Hijri, and was adorned with different color stones, and now it became a multicolored dome, and it didn't just have one color, and so it was probably referred to as the multicolored dome due to its beauty and its attractiveness. It was reconstructed in 1818, which is 1233 Hijri, and on this occasion it was painted green. The color green was given the honor and privilege being used for the beautiful Gumbad Sharif, Gumbad Mubarakah of the Rauza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it began to be called the Green Dome Gumbad Khazra. And it has not changed ever since. Subhanallah, this green dome is the star of our eyes. It is the focal point of Muslims throughout the world. And it is the heart and soul of our belief in the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it is a beautiful innovation and it was introduced, and today it is the center point of Islam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we have learnt about the Taraweeh Salah and how this was introduced, and we've learnt a little bit about the history of the beautiful Green Dome. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the blessings and the barakats of this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.